March 9, 1930. How the knowledges on the divine will contained the science of forming its life and the people of its kingdom. How, in remembering what Jesus did and suffered, his love is renewed, it swells and overflows outside for the good of creatures. My abandonment in the fiat continues. I feel clasped in its arms of light, and so tightly, that it is not given to me to be able to detach even a tiny bit. Nor do I, even less so, want to do it. I would very much beware of detaching from its bosom of light. It seems to me that there is an agreement between me and the divine will, that both of us cannot separate from the other. Oh! Holy will, how lovable and powerful you are! With your loveliness you attract me, you enrapture me, you enchant me. And I, enchanted, would not know what to do so as not to remain fixed in you. And with your power you maintain yourself firm over my littleness, you pour yourself in torrents, in such a way that I have lost the way to go out of your endless light. But, happy loss! Oh please! Oh adorable fiat, make everyone lose the way, that they may know no other way than that which leads into your divine will. But how will creatures be able to know such a great good? But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus, making himself heard in my interior, told me, my daughter, the knowledges on my divine will are the ways which can lead creatures into the arms of light of my divine fiat. The knowledges are the seeds, and this seed makes the beginning of the life of my divine fiat be born in the creature. The knowledges, each of them will be like many sips of life, which will form in the creature the maturation of this divine life. This is why I have told you so many things about my divine fiat. Each knowledge will bring, some the seed, some the birth, some the food, some the breath, some the air, some the light and the heat in order to mature the life of my will and souls. Each knowledge contains one more degree of maturation. Therefore, the more they try to know what I have manifested on my divine fiat, the more they will feel matured. My knowledges about it will mold souls, and with their touch they will extinguish the evils of the human will. They will act like a pitying mother who, at any cost, wants to heal her child and see him healthy and beautiful. If you knew what a knowledge on my divine will means. They contain the science of forming the life of it, in order to form the people of its kingdom. See, the same happens also in the natural order. If one wants to become a teacher, it is necessary for him to know what regards the sciences. And if he does not want to apply himself to knowing the sciences, he will never be mature for being a teacher. And according to the degree of the sciences he has studied, he will possess more or less degrees of education. If a few sciences, he can be mature as an elementary school teacher. And if he has studied many sciences, he can be mature for being a high school professor. So, according to how much they know, both in the arts and in the sciences, so have they all the more matured in that good which they know, and are capable of making the good, the sciences, the arts which they possess, mature in others. Now, by having told you so many knowledges on my divine will, it was not in order to give you some beautiful news, no, no. It was in order to form the science of it, first in you, and then in the midst of creatures, so that, once this science, divine and all of heaven, is known, it may make the life of the divine fiat mature, and may form its kingdom. After this, I was continuing my round in the divine will, and I stopped now at one point, now at another, of what my beloved Jesus had done and suffered. And he was as though wounded by his very acts which I was placing around him, saying to him, my love, my I love you runs within yours. See, O Jesus, how much you have loved us. Yet, there is another thing left to be done. You have not done everything. What is left for you to give us is the great gift of your divine fiat as life in the midst of creatures, that it may reign and form its people. Hurry, O Jesus. What are you waiting for? Your very works, your pains, demand the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. But while I was thinking of this, My sweet Jesus came out from within my interior and told me, "My daughter, when the soul remembers what I did and suffered in the course of my life down here, I feel my love being renewed, therefore it swells and overflows, and the sea of my love forms gigantic waves to pour itself, doubled, over the creatures. If you knew with how much love I await you when you go around in my divine will in each of my acts. In fact, in it, everything I did and suffered is all an act, as if I were doing it in reality. And I, with all love, await you to say to you, 'See, daughter, this I did for you, I suffered it for you.' Come to recognize the properties of your Jesus, which are also yours. My heart would suffer if the little daughter of my divine will did not recognize all my goods. To keep our goods hidden with one who lives in our divine fiat would be like not keeping her as daughter, or not having our full trust with her, which cannot be, because our will identifies her so much with us, that what is ours is hers. So, it would be, rather, a pain for us, and we would find ourselves in the condition of an extremely rich father who possesses many properties, and his children do not know that the father possesses so many goods. Therefore, not knowing them, they get used to living as poor, to having unrefined manners, nor do they care for clothing themselves in a noble fashion. Would it not be a sorrow for the father who keeps his properties hidden from these children? While, by his making them known, they would change habit, by living, clothing themselves and using noble manners according to their status. If it would be a sorrow for a terrestrial father, much more so for your Jesus, who is celestial Father. As I make known to you what I have done and suffered, and the goods that my divine will possesses, my love grows toward you, and your love grows ever more toward me. And my heart rejoices in seeing our little daughter rich with our own goods. Therefore, your going around in my divine will is an outpouring of my love, and disposes me to make known to you new things, and to give you one more little lesson for everything that belongs to us. And it disposes you to listen to it and to receive our gifts. Fiat.